Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at biblestudy.asbzone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study today. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that we receive at your hands. Please help us not to take them for granted. Please help us that as we go through this study, that it will be a blessing to those who hear it. And when all is said and done, please save us in your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our devotional study today is entitled, Trouble Before Deliverance. And we have a verse for this study today. It's in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Okay. Exodus 3, 7. In today's devotional, I want us to consider that just before the Lord delivered the children of Israel from bondage in Egypt, he allowed things to get more grievous. He allowed trouble to brew. He allowed things to get worse. In order that Israel would be prepared to move. Sometimes we're too comfortable in situations that are not good. And even when God shows up trying to get us to safety, we keep looking back at what we're missing. That was essentially the problem that Lot's wife had. They knew that Sodom was going to be destroyed. And Lot, lingering, didn't help the situation any. Finally, the angels take him and his family member out. And they end up speaking to the Lord, who says, flee to the mountains, look not behind you. Don't stop any place. Just go so that you won't be consumed. And again, Lot waffles. Oh, it's kind of far. Can we do something closer? The Lord's like, sure, I have heard you. Your request, you can stop off in Zoar. It's a small city. Like you said, you can stop off in Zoar. But on the way there, Lot's wife looked back. So there you have a story that has both mercy and justice in it. As merciful as God was, Lot's wife still pursued a course that rejected that mercy and did not follow instructions. Moses was being tasked with the grand responsibility of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. But it was important for them to stop liking Egypt. It was important for them to recognize that their long-promised ancestral home was a much better destination for them. Just think about it carefully, how the Lord allowed the affliction to ramp up in those days before they got out. it ramped up when Moses went over there saying, hey, our people need to go rest in the wilderness. He increased the labor for them. It should have removed all feeling that they had for Egypt. But that's not how it played out. We see on multiple occasions that they spoke of going back to Egypt, that they spoke of their frustration with what was going on in the wilderness. All we have is this manna. There's no water to drink. Our cattle will starve. We will starve. There's nothing to eat. Let us get a captain and go back to Egypt. They kept talking about going back to Egypt for a long time. Imagine if God had not allowed the Egypt experience to be so painful, so brutal. But we have a tendency to continue to appreciate things that are not good for us, things we know not to be good for us. And we make excuses about why we can't leave them alone, stop using them, whatever the case is. We look at the end time events and we expect that things are going to be nice and rosy. But the truth is that before all things come to a close, the plight of God's people will become more difficult, not less. More difficult. And when it does, we should be focusing on heavenly Canaan. We should be thinking in terms of 1,000 years of rest. 1,000 years. Soon coming of Christ. Instead, we're caught up with a lot of other things that are not good for us, or certainly not as good as dwelling on the second coming. We expect that everything will happen in a nice, smooth way. But the Bible writers have been telling us that in this world we will have tribulation. Instead of us thinking in terms of how easy and a nice transition everything will be, we need to understand that things are going to be rough. Things are going to be difficult. And it's that difficulty that helps us appreciate the deliverance that much more. I'm not saying that we should go out of the way to have poor experiences, but we ought to not run from them either. We ought to recognize that God is willing to help us to be overcomers, that He's willing to grant unto us eternal life, that He wants to provide us with everything that the plan of salvation offers. And while we're here getting frustrated about lack of water, lack of meat, or whatever else we're complaining about on a regular basis, we need to understand that things are not going to get easier for us. They're going to get harder. They're going to be more difficult. But when all is said and done, the Lord will come. Second coming is sure. And God is allowing the things that we see each day, the chaos that we see in the world, the various political issues, the various scandals within the entertainment industry, everything that we see is a natural consequence of the Spirit of God being withdrawn from the earth. God knows it will happen. And He's warned us, He's prepped us that it would happen. We have to recognize that if we are longing for things to get resolved, we have to recognize that they're going to get worse first. So let's not be those who try to keep everyone in comfort by saying peace and safety. Because if not, sudden destruction will come upon us. We will not escape. There's always trouble before deliverance. There's always some difficulty before the great breakthrough. We need to be patient. We need to trust God. We need to understand that when we are rescued, when we're finally redeemed, we're not going to care about those little moments prior. We aren't. And we shouldn't. Let's pray that we will be able to endure the trouble that comes before deliverance. That we will be in the right position to help others. That we'll have the right frame of mind. Everything of that sort. God is watching. God sees what's going on, and he hears the prayers of those who are asking what's going on. And as he told Moses in Exodus chapter 3, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. That's our high priest speaking there. Our high priest who has been touched with our infirmities. And he knows what we're experiencing, and he knows that it's always the darkest before the dawn. Trouble before deliverance. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We ask you to help us that as we go through our day-to-day and we recognize that there are all sorts of chaos and confusion on the planet, we know that there are difficulties in a lot of different ways, and we just ask you to give us patience, help us that we will leverage our time, redeem the time that we've been given. We may have wasted time in the past. Please help us that we will not waste time in the future. Forgive us of our sins, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at biblequestions@asbzone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share his holy word.